This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reactions and questions about the fate of the tentative peace agreement that had been reached between the U.S. and Taliban after President Trump did an about-face with Taliban and Afghan leaders. More from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Plans to end America's longest-running war have hit a wall. Thursday in Kabul, a car bomb killed 12 people, including an American soldier. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he supports the decision to call off U.S. Taliban talks.
We've got to get it right. We've got to protect American national security interests so that terror can never strike again from Afghanistan. At the same time, reduce America's treasure and blood that we've given for now almost two decades.
The U.S. has for months been meeting with the Taliban to broker a peace deal between the two while eyeing a withdrawal of American forces. Meanwhile, the Taliban increased attacks since reaching an in-principle draft agreement. President Donald Trump tweeted he canceled secret peace talks at Camp David just days before the 18th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
An Iranian oil tanker at the center of a major diplomatic dispute with the United States has sold its cargo in violation of international sanctions, according to Iran. The news came via Iranian state media. The tanker was carrying 2.1 million barrels of Iranian crude oil. The ship was detained by British Marines off Gibraltar in July, suspected of violating European Union sanctions against oil sales to Syria. Since then, U.S. has pursued the tanker, tried to offer a multi-million dollar bribe to its captain to turn over the ship and issued sanctions against the crew. Also Sunday, an Iranian foreign ministry spokesman hinted that Iran might soon release the British flag tanker seized by Iran and what many saw as a retaliatory move. This is VOA News. What is now called the post-tropical storm Dorian, or I should say tropical cyclone Dorian, battered the Canadian Maritime Provinces and far eastern Quebec, with tropical storm force winds tearing off the roofs of homes and buildings, uprooting trees, and knocking out power to hundreds of thousands. More from VOA's Zlatis Ahok.
Canadian officials say more than 400,000 people in the coastal areas lost power, but there were no reports of injuries linked to the storm. Meanwhile, authorities in the northern Bahamas began evacuating the dead from the Abaco Islands, which were hit by the Category 5 hurricane last week. The government says 43 people died in the storm, but the toll is expected to rise to hundreds after search and rescue teams go through the mountains of debris. The bodies are being flown to the capital Nassau on the new province island for further processing. Hundreds of survivors of Great Abaco have also been transported to Nassau.
When my home collapsed and I felt like I almost died, you know, because a lot of people died and I thought I was going to be one of them. And we just started praying and everything and then we survived.
Authorities say more people from the devastated islands will be coming to Nassau in the coming days. Zlatis Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of Hong Kong protesters Sunday sang the Star Spangled Banner and called on U.S. President Trump to liberate the Chinese-ruled city, the latest in a series of demonstrations that gripped the territory for months. Chinese officials accused foreign governments of trying to hurt Beijing by creating chaos in Hong Kong over the hugely unpopular extradition bill, as protesters Sunday specifically called out U.S. leaders to help them. Reuters' Emir McCarthy.
U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer said on Thursday that legislation addressing China's actions in Hong Kong will be among the top priorities pushed by U.S. Senate Democrats when Congress returns to work after a recess next week. Last month, Trump suggested China should humanely settle the protests before a trade deal is reached with Washington. He had previously called the protests riots that were a matter for China. China has denounced the protests, accusing the United States and Britain of fomenting unrest.
Turkish and U.S. troops for the first time Sunday conducted joint ground patrols in the volatile Kurdish-controlled safe zone in northeastern Syria. Ankara had been pressing for patrols in the buffer zone to keep Kurdish fighters away from its border. The Kurdish-led forces have so far withdrawn as much as 18 kilometers from the border, but Turkey's calling for a 30-kilometer buffer. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dance, all the hits and more.